Yo, what up? Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast, baby. I hope you like that. It's not forever. Just what I'm feeling. I'm your host, Luke Longo. This episode, this podcast episode is sponsored by, This episode is going to be all about getting lost in the moment. The bliss that is the moment and the bliss that is unlocked when you become lost in the moment. Sounds so cliche. Yo, just get lost in the moment. But this thing is something you need to experience for yourself. And if you want to learn how to cultivate these getting lost moments and appreciate what this holds and what this can do for you, hey, let's hop into it. But first, if you haven't clicked that subscribe button on Apple and Spotify podcast, yo, can you give me a rating? Please give me a rating on Apple and Spotify podcast. I know Spotify doesn't got ratings, so Apple podcast. Follow me at The Vital Life on Instagram. Check out the websites in the podcast description. If you haven't checked that podcast description, what? Come on. I take time to write those. Come on. There is a little donation if you want to do a donation. You know, some donators might get free samples. Who knows? You know, this pre-workout's coming out soon. Too much of this. Let's hop into the episode. Now, what is... Oh, I know you're sick of that. Okay, so getting lost in the moment, you know? Like, we hear this all the time. Yo, just get lost in the moment. And you've heard of it. You don't know how to pick this thing out except for short amounts of time, you know? Where you get lost in the moment. You're like, oh, that must be what that feels like. How can you get lost in the moment every day? Every moment of your life? How can you be lost in the moment? And when I say lost in the moment, I mean, oh, shit, I'm lost. Oh, shit. No, I don't mean that. I mean, you forget everything else going around in your life. You forget everything, all the traumas, all the stress, all the anxiety. You forget all that stuff. This stuff is not important. This stuff leaves your body. It leaves your mind when you're lost in the moment. You get to experience everything that's around you. You get to take in a deep breath of the beauty that is around you. You living in the moment right now, taking in what is happening exactly as it is happening. That is what getting lost in the moment is. It's not you need a map and you're freaking out and you're getting panicky and all that. No, getting lost in the moment is beautiful. Getting lost in the moment, becoming reality, becoming that moment and experiencing that moment without any long strings of thoughts going through your head, without words constantly running through your head, without needing to do this, needing to do that. I haven't finished this. I haven't finished that. I'm stressed about this. I don't know if I'm going to make enough money. All these things go away. And you become lost in the beauty of reality, in the beauty of what it is. Why can't this stay with me? Why can't I always be lost in the moment? Why can't I always appreciate what is going on around me? Why can't I just sit on my floor and be happy that I'm alive? That is a little bit extreme, and it's very difficult for some people. But that's the end goal, where you could just sit on your floor in starfish position, lay on your floor, and just be blissfully happy. Sounds crazy. It sounds crazy until you've experienced it. You could be blissfully happy laying on the floor in the middle of your apartment, in the middle of your house, and just be happy and just be the moment. Just feel like you're laying on the floor and everything else goes away. All the anxieties go away. Everything leaves your head. Everything you're thinking about. All the things that you need to do, they're gone. They're gone, gone, gone. Why is living in the moment so unobtainable for all of us? It seems like it's just gone. It's just a fantasy. It's just not there. It's what it seems like until you unlock, you turn the key, and I've just unlocked the door for you. And now you have the choice to walk in or just stay over there on the other side. How do you cultivate this ability to be in the moment, to experience what is in front of you, to love the life that you're living despite everything that's happened to you, despite everything that's going to happen to you, despite all the things happening to you right now? How do you live a life unfazed by these other things? How do you live a life where you no longer have to do anything to be happy? We touched on it. What is happiness? We touched on it, an attachment. Those episodes are great episodes. Really, really came from the heart, really poured out. This one's a little different. This one is more about the idea that you can relieve yourself. You can let go of everything that's going on in your world just to enjoy what it is in front of you. Just to enjoy the conversation with the person you're having in front of you. Just to enjoy, just to look your significant other, look at your partner in the eyes and not be thinking anything. Just to look at them in the eyes and feel what you're feeling and not be thinking anything. Just to be cooking some food and you finish cooking and you sit down, and you look at your food like you look at your partner in the eyes and you look at it and you're like, I'm so happy I get to eat this. How do you cultivate these experiences? These things seem so simple. They seem so damn simple. I just cook some food. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to eat my food. So simple. But when you're lost and you appreciate what's going on right in front of you exactly as it is, and you don't eat that food thinking about something else. You don't eat that food thinking about anxiety, thinking about stress, thinking about if you're going to make enough money. You're not thinking about these things. And you're just experiencing what it is to experience at that moment. You're just able to eat your food and appreciate the food. This is an example. It's such a simple example. Such a simple example. I want you to understand the concept. I think the one where you look at the other person right in front of you, if you're having a conversation with someone, be lost in the conversation. Be lost in the experience you're having with the other person. Share yourself. Let them share themselves, whatever that is. Grammar is not my thing. You can decide. You can become lost in the moment. It's not even a decision. It becomes a habit. It becomes something that you don't even have to try to do after a while. It just becomes part of you. Appreciating what you're doing. Appreciating the things that are going around you. Despite everything else. Despite the anxiety. Despite the loneliness. Despite the sadness. Despite all of that. You're able to experience the bliss of silence. You're able to experience the bliss of conversation because you are wrapped up in that moment. You're experiencing it for what it is. You're able to do yoga, to lay on the floor, starfish position, and be blissfully happy. That doesn't make any sense. When I say blissfully happy, I mean I will lay on the floor and experience joy like I've made $1 million, but I'm just laying on the floor and I'm not making $1 million. Not yet, baby. These are the things. This is what loss in the moment is going to do for you. How do you cultivate this? Well, it's not just one thing. You can't just, flip this switch and you now can be lost in the moment whenever you want to. This is complex. This is a lot of things come together to make one, but damn it, do it. Just try it. That's all I have to say. I can't hand this stuff to you. I can't show you what you're missing out on until you try these things. That's what's so difficult for me. I can't just be like, hey, come over here. Look through my eyes. No, I can't do that. I wish I could. I wish I could show you. I wish I could bring you into my world. And this is the closest thing I can. You got me listening, or you're listening to me right now in your ears. And I can't convey these things because it's so much more than just words. That's what you're hearing, words and my tone. But this thing is emotional. You feel different. You experience the world from a different perspective. You change who you are fundamentally. Who you are as a person, internally and externally, how you show up in this world and how you take in the world. They're fundamentally changed from these things. Now, I said that it's multiple things. What are those multiple things that are going to show up? Well, number one, don't say it, nutrition. Number two, don't do it, meditation. Number three, getting your sleep. Number four, I did episodes on all of these, by the way. Shout out to the Vital Life podcast. Check out those episodes. there's a reason why I do the things I do. And it's not because I'm just a psychopath. I don't think I'm a psychopath. I do these things so that I can get these experiences. So I can become lost in the moment when it's time to become lost in the moment. I want to enjoy my life. I want to enjoy my life, right? And it seems from the outside looking in, you're like, oh, he's enjoying his life. From my eyes, I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm doing a lot of stuff. And it's very easy to become stressed and anxious and just negative, overall negative, like nothing's working out, like all this stuff. And despite all that, I can still become lost in the moment and be blissfully happy laying on the floor. I could lay on the floor and be blissfully happy because I'm lost in the moment. I'm able to experience myself how I am right now. This is going to make your life so much better. Make your journey. Becoming lost in the moment is going to make your journey through life, because that is what really matters. The journey, the route, the way you go about your life, the things you experience, that is what you remember. That brief moment of making it, it's just brief a moment, and then we go on another journey. Why don't you make this journey of life as blissful as you can? Why can't you appreciate this journey? You know when they say stop to smell the roses? You know how they say stop and smell the roses? Well, what if you could walk and you could still smell the roses? What if you could slowly walk, slow down your pace a little bit and just look around? Look at the roses. Look at the sky. Smell the roses. Experience the wind. Hear the wind. Just slow down and just forget everything else. Become lost in the moment. Experience reality for what it is. No more words in your head. No more thoughts going through your head. No more, I need to do this. I feel like this. My body feels like this. These things go away. They do. I promise you. It takes time. It takes effort on your part. It takes practice. It takes trying it. Try it. I told you. I cannot give you these things. I can't show you the world through my eyes. I can't give you the bliss that I'm feeling every day, that you could be feeling every day. You can be feeling blissful every day despite what's going on around you by appreciating the moment, by getting lost in the moment. My go-to way, I touched on the other four, are the complexity, the things that the factors that factor into becoming lost in the moment. My go-to way of becoming lost in the moment is mindfulness, is noticing everything around me, quieting my mind, listening to the wind if I'm outside, listening to the chimes, the wind chimes, the water running down the stream. If I'm in my apartment, I'm listening to the hum of the air conditioner unit. I'm just quieting my head. I'm just slowing everything down. And then after about 30 seconds, this feeling starts to creep up on me, you know, like this weird feeling starts to creep up around me. You know, I feel my body starting to feel weird, you know, this weird feeling. Oh, wait, it's not a weird feeling. It's bliss. Bliss creeps around my mind, my body, and I start to feel in tune with the world. I start to experience the world for what it is and not what I think it is. I start to experience the world for what the world really is, not what I think of it. Lost in the moment, experiencing things as they truly are, noticing, witnessing, as Wilbur likes to call it, or whoever deemed that phrase, becoming the witness, just appreciating it for what it is, appreciating the person in front of you for who they are. Appreciating the things that you have in your life, the legs, your feet, your arms, appreciating your body, appreciating the fact that you're here having this experience right now, appreciating the fact that you're listening to me, that you can even do this, that you have a phone, a laptop, a tablet, whatever you have, that you've been blessed to be able to hear the things that I'm saying, have someone else reach into you. Appreciate these things. These things go for granted. We don't have appreciation for these things because we're so used to them. It's not our fault. It's not our fault. We're just used to it. We've grown up with it. We've had the experience of the first time and then we become used to it. Well, bring that appreciation back. bring that appreciation for that person in your life, for that mother, that father, that brother, that sister, that daughter, that son. Bring the appreciation back and just look at them and just be thankful to have them in your life, no matter what has happened. Be thankful. Appreciate that. Gratitude. Gratitude is my secret. Gratitude is my secret to get lost in the moment. Genuine appreciation for what I get to experience, for the fact that I'm here alive. I could be dead. I could be gone. And we all will be. But before that, wouldn't you want to be able to smell those roses? Wouldn't you want to experience bliss every step of the way when you need to? Wouldn't you want to be able to tap out? You know, like, give me a break. Give me 5 minutes real quick. Let me go experience bliss right over there on the floor. It's kind of what it is. You could just pull that trick. Teach yourself. Have that gratitude. Have that mindfulness. Feel your body. Notice your body. Pay attention to what you're feeling. Pay attention to what you are feeling body-wise. Get a feel for your body. Start to understand these things slowly. You don't need to do this. This is not a big thing. You're going to take a test tomorrow. You got to study this whole entire podcast and you're going to take a test tomorrow. Don't learn like that. Don't try things like that. Don't experience the world like that. It's very high and very stressful. It's a very stressful way to experience when every single thing everyone's saying is going to have to be on a test tomorrow. It's not important. The important thing is being loose. Learning when you're loose, playing. Play and learning go hand in hand. If you're not playing with what you learn or practicing what you learn and trying things out and enjoyably experiencing these things, if you don't have an experience of enjoyment when you're learning something, you're not going to learn it. You're not going to do it as effectively. There will be a whole episode on learning. Don't you worry about that. All right. Lost in the moment. I think I gave you a great summary and like the things you can look forward to. You know, this is sappy. Lost in the moment. Yeah, it's sappy. It's amazing. It's amazing once you try it, once you understand it. How can you understand it? How can you try it? Well, it's complex. Meditation, mindfulness. You don't have to do all of it. I'm listing all these things as securities to make sure that I hit all the things. You don't. Maybe you could do one thing and you get it. Maybe you could do two and you get it. Maybe you don't even have to do anything. You just like, well, let me try that. Let me try being grateful and becoming lost in the moment. I'm listing all these things as things that you can target, things that you could bring into your life and see what happens. Play with them, practice them, try them. Try them out for 30 days, for 1 week. How hard is that? You got that little person in the back of your head that's like, oh, it's too difficult. Is it? Or is that just what you tell yourself to make sure that you stay in the place you are? Is that just what you tell yourself to make sure that you feel comfortable at all times? Well, a little bit of discomfort turns into comfort. You don't just hop on the bike knowing how to ride the bike. It's not very comfortable the first time you get on a bike. Second time, third time, yeah, I'm getting there. That's what life is like. Try these things. Meditation, mindfulness, change your nutrition, change your exercise, get better sleep. These are the things that are going, gratitude, appreciation. These are going to be what can give you the foundation to become lost in the moment at every single point in the day. What I would do is just be mindful. That's my number one suggestion. Take a minute. Take 5 minutes. Go take a seat and listen. Feel your body. Pay attention to your body. Feel your hands. Feel the muscles in your head. Feel the muscles in your neck. Take deep breaths. Relax those muscles. Relax those hands. Relax those legs. Relax those shoulders. Let the tension fade. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to the noises. Pay attention to the wind. And then that bliss is going to creep up on you. That bliss is going to wrap around you, give you the biggest damn hug you've ever gotten. Lost in the moment will give you everlasting bliss. It's what it's here to do. If you like this episode, click the subscribe button. Come on. Share this podcast. Share this with someone who you think would appreciate this. Show this to other people. You can't be stingy. Stop being so stingy and share it. Go follow The Vital Life on Instagram @The Vital Life. check that description out. There's a link if you want to do any donations. Come on, if you want to help support the channel, I would really appreciate it. It's not a damn channel, it's a podcast. Well, if you want to check that description out, there's a link for you to donate. Anything is appreciated, and everything is appreciated, whether you share it, like it, give it a rating on Apple Podcasts. With all that being said and done, go get lost in your moment and go live that vital life. Thank you.